William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Duke's Daughters, Lady Be Reckless by Megan Frampton. Performed by Jilly Bond. Author's note. Illegitimacy in Victorian England was a great stigma for both mother and child. An illegitimate child would have no claim on its father, and the bastardy clause of the 1834 Poor Law set law that said children would be the sole responsibility of the mother. Of course, there are examples where a father would take care of his children. Perhaps the most famous example, just prior to this era, is the Duke of Clarence, whose mistress, the actress Dorothea Jordan, bore at least 10 of his children. The Duke ensured his illegitimate children did well in the world, either through marriage for the daughters or occupations for the sons. Chapter 1.
It is not proper for a young lady to propose to a gentleman, unless, of course, the gentleman has a deep and abiding, and silent, love for the lady, and he is not aware she reciprocates. Lady Olivia's Particular Guide to Decorum. 1847, London. A polite drawing room currently being used for sewing of a dubious quality.
Olivia!
The Duchess's call could probably be heard from 2 floors away, and Olivia was seated in the same room, in full view of her mother.
Yes, Mother, she replied in an aggrieved tone.
She had promised to deliver no fewer than 10 shifts within a month's time to the Society for Poor and Orphaned Children, and she was only on the 2nd one, since her needle skills were not as good as her skills in promising things she might not be able to deliver, apparently. Not for the first time, she wished that things were as she wanted them to be, so she wouldn't have to constantly be trying to improve things. Her needle-pricked fingers would no doubt wish that also.
I cannot deal with cook today. You will have to, her mother announced, not paying attention to what Olivia was already occupied with,
as was usual. Olivia merely nodded. Her mother had often said the same thing, or a variation thereof, in the year or so since Olivia's eldest sister, Eleanor, had married Lord Alexander Raybourne. The Duchess of Marymount hadn't always been so helpless. But once Olivia's sister Della had run off with the dancing master, and Eleanor had refused to marry the gentleman their parents had chosen for her, the Duchess seemed to have given up all the duties she'd previously handled, leaving her remaining 3 daughters to handle everything. And since Olivia's twin Pearl was shy and preferred to be outdoors, and their sister Ida was too busy reading and looking down her nose at everyone else, it was all left up to Olivia. Olivia did not flinch from doing what was necessary to make things right. Hence the shift-making.
Olivia, are you listening to me?
Of course I am, Olivia replied, frowning at the knot in her sewing. She had to admit to being a terrible seamstress.
You want me to speak with cook, and you probably also want me to review the guest list for next week's dinner party to be certain all the invitations went out properly. And to remind cook that the Marquis of Wheatley does not like green beans.
Hmm. Well, yes, her mother replied in a grudging tone. The guest list for the dinner party included Lord Carson, who was the Marquis's son, and the gentleman Eleanor had refused to marry. Leaving him free to marry Olivia, something she had wanted since the first moment she saw him. Her parents had wanted the same thing, since Eleanor had married the man she'd fallen in love with instead of Lord Carson.
Lord Carson.
She sighed as she thought about him. He was handsome and kind and very, very busy. Olivia wanted to help him, and she could tell from how he spoke to her that he wanted her to help him also. It would be a perfect match, even though her parents thought the same thing and she seldom agreed with the elder Howletts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?